Sorry, Mom. Episode 10 is all about poop. So if you get grossed out easily, or if you're not in the mood to put up with our shit, we'll catch you next week for episode 11. As with all of our episodes, this is not suitable for children. So if you've got kids in the car, now's the time to hit pause, and we will see you later. Garage à toi.
It's Friday the 13th.
Oh.
And it's sleepover night. And I want the audience to know that both Anne and Marie have matching sleepover pajamas, and I was not notified.
Not just matching to be clear, together.
We're not matching each other.
But
you had these in your drawer somewhere waiting for this night. I've talked to boys about this, my brother, guy friends. In guys' bathrooms, you fart, you shit, you just do it. They don't like, that's not a thing wear.
Oh, if sure. It's a, yeah.
And I, like, I, when it's, yeah. When it's and so, all like, I remember my brother being like, are you for real? You, like, you hold your poo while someone else is light peeing.
Except we also have to deal with men who are like, oh, women don't poo. Like, I've had so many men say that to me where I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
That's so stupid.
So I feel like men can't be like, why are you so weird about it? Like, cause you're weird about it. Yeah. We're getting that from somewhere. Yeah. Someone told me it's not okay for me to take a shit.
And you're talking about men's and women's restrooms, like in our gender neutral restrooms. In our gender neutral restrooms, it's like, no, we have to have people come in midday to clean because it's fucking
gross. So,
actually, I feel like this started, Courtney, with a story that you had shared. Am I remembering that right?
About poop?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we were just talking in general. So you shared your Japan story.
Yes. So I think it all starts, though, with the bathroom etiquette. Mm. I am now 33 years old. I've been pooping at work in a girl's bathroom for 12 years now.
Yeah.
And to this day, there is unspoken rules where if I'm pooping and someone else comes in, I hold my poop.
Yes.
And I wait. Why do we do that still? Why? So my whole point was we need poop music.
Oh. To play, to drown out the sound of.
Poozik.
Also.
Poozik.
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 Poozak.
This episode brought to you by Poozak.
Music while you poo.
I do this. So I know everyone else does this. If I see your shoes and I know you're pooping, farting, menstrual cycling.
Okay. Oh no.
I will then recognize your shoes out in the real world and you will forever in my mind be poop girl. So I never want that to happen to me.
So who has had the experience of someone's pooping when you get in, you just go in for a light pee, no big deal.
Light trickle.
NBD.
You finish at the same time as the other person.
You gotta stay in. You gotta
that stay psycho. In. No, you're the second comer in this situation. That psycho flushes at the same time as you and comes out the door at the same time as you.
See, I let them go. I just let them go.
But I have had people come out and I'm like, no. You wait. You were in here taking a shit. You have to wait for me. I came in for a little tingle, in and out.
I don't want to know your face.
Fucking wait, man.
I made sure to pee quickly knowing you're holding your, clenching your poo.
You're
clenching your poo.
Giving you a courtesy opportunity.
This happens once every 20 times. When it does, I'm like, you are
a psycho. You
ruined a 13 year.
Yes.
Everyone's doing this but you.
I'm like, have you no shame?
Yeah.
Stay in there. Stay silent.
You're talking about bathrooms like multiple, where there's multiple stalls in one. Yeah. At my office, there's singles.
I can't.
And
awful.
They're gender neutral.
But there are also not urinals. Am I right?
No urinals.
So
it's only.
So you are sitting your legs.
Guys and girls are pooping and. They.
You were going to say we something decided. Other than
guys and girls are they.
Like,
and
what?
They.
What else do you do? I don't even know.
Because there were issues, we decided to bring in they're called day porters. Which clean the restrooms middle of the day.
Wait, I was the number one. I was the one that complained the most about this issue. And now after I leave, you bring in fucking day porters.
Wait, is that like a person?
It's our cleaning service comes in midday to clean the restrooms.
Because people can't clean up because after themselves.
I'm sorry, boys are so fucking gross.
Is it so bad?
It's so bad.
Sorry, not saying men, but we're so used to bathroom etiquette for girls, but it's mostly clean. The second I had to start sharing a bathroom with opposite team, it was mind-boggling.
If there's not a urinal, why can't we just all sit?
Yeah.
I don't know. That might be too much for people. That might be too much for men. Like, you know, my junk hangs off of my body, so I'm going to stand while I do this, but also make sort of a mess.
In that scenario, you're playing the role of a man.
I'm playing a role of a man. I think going for it at work, people don't understand the way that seat covers work.
Mm-mm.
Because you pull those things out and they're the way they're structured, they're connected at, I guess, 3 points, like 2 points in the middle and 1 point at the end.
Right? Yeah.
And I guess the way they're designed is you're supposed to unhook the very front part of it so it sinks down.
In. Yeah.
So there's 3/4 of the seat that's covered.
Yeah, but have you ever accidentally peed all over the cover?
Seat covers are a nightmare.
The one that flaps down protects from any
but
does backsplash. It really? It's supposed to if you do it correctly.
I was just in an
office.
But
no one ever does it correctly.
When's the last time you used a seat cover?
No. So what I do is if there are other people in the bathroom, mm-hmm. I get the seat cover out and make sure I make a big noise about like pulling it off and then I crumple it up and I put it in the toilet.
Yeah. Wait, I make my own seat cover using toilet paper.
I do have a routine.
Yeah. A pooping routine.
In the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. It usually wakes me up. That's my routine. Oh. Like I have a hello time to get up before my alarm actually goes off. Like it's a hello, get up.
Do you have a wiping routine?
A wiping routine?
Yeah,
I mean,
like a very specific wipe routine.
Hopefully it's nice and cleanly. Sometimes it's not.
Like a messy poo, you mean?
Like a messy poo.
A messy morning wake up poo?
Wake up poo. Sometimes it's like, boom, bang, boom. Like
too much.
Hold on. This is weird. Do you wipe sitting down?
Oh,
I do.
Yeah,
I have a squatty potty. Which
really
helps.
Does that help?
The squatty potty. But when I'm ready to wipe, I push
it away.
I have to like sort of bend because I can't wipe with the
nope.
My knees up.
So do you lift one cheek maybe? But you're sitting down.
I'm still sitting. Yeah, maybe a little cheek
I
action.
Think I wipe standing up.
I wipe standing up.
I don't
for
stand.
Peeing or pooping.
I mean, I lean. I definitely lean, you know. But I'm not standing.
Right, but like you
how
don't
did
stand.
You know how to ask her that?
Because
I don't know, yeah.
It wasn't till I allowed... You know how you're in college and someone's like...
Finish that sentence. Allowed what?
No. So I grew up sharing a bathroom with my brother. So there was never anyone else in my bathroom with me. And it wasn't till you're kind of drunk. I didn't drink in high school. Your girls are in the bathroom with you. You don't really wipe in front of someone, right? Unless it's a sorority collegiate.
If someone's around, I just don't wipe.
Are you shitting in front of each other?
No. Like the first time I was like, hey, I need to go to the bathroom. And my friend's in the stall with me and I like take a poo. Oh. I remember wiping and then being like, not staring at me, but like, do you stand up? And I was like, you don't. And it's when I realized people don't stand up to wipe their poo. Some people sit down and do this thing.
You're the only one in the room who does that.
But that's normal.
Stand up to do it?
Like, you fully stand up.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get up anyway.
Okay, well.
Wait, how do you even get your hand down there if you're not? Well,
I mean.
Yeah,
how big is this throne you're sitting on?
have you ever pooped on an airplane? I am for sure. 33 years old. I have never pooped on an airplane.
What's the longest flight you've ever
Japan.
Been on?
Japan.
How long?
Fucking long. And I didn't poop while I was in Japan 16, either.
16 hours.
16 hours.
So you pooped while you're in Japan. How long were you in Japan?
2 weeks. I pooped. No, hold on. You guys, hold on.
You didn't poop on the flight. 16 hour flight. Nope. Didn't poop.
Wow. I pooped maybe 4 times while I was there.
So that's like 2 days maybe.
But for 2 weeks of food and pebbles of poo.
Oh my God, it's hurting
pebbles. No.
Pebbles? You had pebbles.
We're going to call Shane next episode.
What does that mean?
You had pebbles?
So like you have to actually, like I pooed a little bit, but it would be like little,
oh, turns.
It wouldn't be. So finally, no, my best friend Shane was with me.
And you had to pick a little duty bubble out of your butt.
No, but it got to a point where I had to be like, so I'm not pooping. He's like, okay, we'll figure this out. It got to a point where he's like, Courtney, I poop every day, twice a day. Like, yeah. We're on day 8. You need to poop. And I'm like, I know.
Why weren't you pooping?
Stress? What?
Dehydration.
Dehydration.
Too much ramen.
No, I'm also, there's not a lot of vegetables in Japan. I'm also like, there's something about bathrooms and it's very clean there, but it's hard for me to poop not in my own toilet. But sure. We're going to call Shane and he's going to tell you the poop story because he was concerned.
Can we call him
right now? I'm concerned. It already happened.
No, I think, how?
Call him.
No, it's too late.
It's too late.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like any time that you go on like that first weekend away with a guy you're dating.
I wasn't dating him.
No. Oh, yeah. I'm talking about like in life.
Yeah.
There's just no pooping that's going to happen that weekend.
Not weekend, first year.
When you go away.
First year?
When have you pooped in front of your dude?
Oh, never pooped in front of.
But like, hey, I have to go in the bathroom and you're comfortable being there for 20 minutes.
No, see, here's the secret.
You still lie every time.
Here's the secret. You have to save it up until you're about to shit yourself.
Guys, don't do this for us.
No.
Save it up until you're about to
it
shit yourself.
It also feels better when you have to like really poo.
And then you go in there and you
feminists
blow it up.
Wouldn't save it up. Feminists just poo because everyone knows that everyone poos.
Feminists? No, I save up my poo. When I save it up.
Have you seen that Broad City episode where Abby poos in the toilet and then it won't flush? And so then Alana is like, I got this.
She packages it up.
It's making me gag to think about it right
because
now.
Because the power's out or something.
Power's out.
Yeah, they're all having a party.
Bevers' sister is there. And she's like disgusting and like really aggressive. And she hides it in someone's shoe. Yes. Yeah, it's making me gag to talk about it. But yeah, so I don't think I've ever like pooped. I've never been like, I'm gonna go poo.
Yeah.
Ever.
Announce it to anyone.
So why? Why are we like this?
Well, I think just naturally there's a lot of shame in our culture around like bathroom stuff.
That's where poopery, I think, really made their... Because there's
but guys don't. You realize guys don't
have it in your purse, and just you know, put a little spritz in the toilet, and no one will ever know. It'll smell like daisies, but if you're blowing it up in someone's bathroom, like I've had a
say it.
I've had a time where I had a nice time with a gentleman, you know, and in the morning, you know, he's like, oh, I really wish I could stay, you know, I really wish we could hang out and spend the day, whatever. And I'm like, I really wish you could the fuck out of here. So we have some fucking diarrhea.
Yeah.
Because I drank so much and we've been up so late. Like, please just go.
Yeah.
Please. So I can blow it up in this hotel room or whatever the fuck. Yeah. It was not a fun time. Oh, you're so sweet. You know, get the fuck out, you know.
Yeah.
Bye.
Like, turning the faucet on.
Yes. Oh.
Or like courtesy flush.
I'm gonna
hop in the shower. You come out and your hair is dry.
30 minutes later. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I have definitely. So I just have like a terrible stomach in general. I have like a very delicate system. But the hard part is I don't know when it's going to get me. So either I'll eat something and immediately I'm like, oh God, gotta go. Or it's like 2 days later and it's like rumble, rumble, rumble. And I'm like, oh no. So yeah, I think you just gotta save it up.
Yeah.
And then get it out.
My roommate in college, we also did semester at sea together. We were roommates. And when you're on semester at sea, you're 20 in foreign countries, you're eating stuff, and sometimes it gets you. She was literally throwing up and diarrheaing at the same time for 3 days straight. Yes. But I was like, I got you. And there was nurses on board, but I remember the epitome of friendship was when, like, there's no fluid left and you go in and I was like, I have to hose down this bitch's diarrhea and vomit.
Yeah.
And I was just like, but it was real. And I was like, I've never, like, this is, it brought us closer. Poop brought us closer. Wow. Yeah. Cause it was, you're so vulnerable.
I've wiped friends' asses before.
Really?
Have you?
See?
Yeah. If they were so drunk. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I just remembered a really embarrassing story when you said that.
Wiped some friends' asses.
So
done some friends' asses. Not done, but wiped.
Went and visited my boyfriend right after business school in South Africa. And I like went to this little grocery store and got some snacks. And I still to this day don't know if it was just a coincidence of timing or I ate this little package of dried mangoes and I just
dried fruit.
Like what you were describing was
so
embarrassing.
Why? No.
He wasn't back yet. He was working on a work project. So he was at the office. I was in our hotel room and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be sick. I'm going to throw up. Oh my God, I'm going to shit my pants. There was a vase on the back of the toilet in the hotel room and I'm sitting on the toilet just completely just shitting myself blind. Yes. And I realize I'm going to throw up.
No.
So I go to pull the vase off the back of the toilet and they had used it, I think it's called museum putty, which is basically like glue.
Yeah.
To keep it on there. And it had like fake flowers in it. So I had to like wrench it off the back of the toilet and I threw up into the vase.
Oh my God.
And I was just shitting and throwing up.
That's legit.
It was horrible.
Did you tell him how skinny did you feel after?
I was like,
you can't do anything.
Yeah. It's like I think it's a 9 hour time difference. So I was like super jet lagged, really, really sick. And I just was lying on the floor tile? In the bathroom.
I'm cold hotel, and I'm ashamed.
Hotel tile.
Yes.
So I want to bring it back.
Oh.
And I want to briefly go around the table here.
Oh my God.
And talk about the best and worst kind of poo.
What does that mean?
Well, we all wipe differently, so I'm sure we'll all have different opinions. For me, there's two kinds of best poos.
No, there can only be one.
No.
Let's hear it.
No, there's two.
There's, you just said best.
Okay.
There's two kinds of the best poo. Poos.
The first one is when you have to go so bad and you're in your own home and it's clean and you can really just enjoy it. Clean the second poo. Is when you're not in your own home and you're like, oh, do I hold it? What's going to happen? And it's one of those straight shooter clean poos that takes 2 seconds. Oh, and you're like, someone just thought I peed and best I got a good scenario. Poo in. Yeah. So, best case scenario. Got you. You're like, I just pee-pooed in 4 seconds. And this person thinks I just had to do a little tingle. So there are two kind of best poos.
Well, pee-poo.
Pee-poo. When it's a clean, slick pee-poo.
So I always, I would have said.
You're so stupid right now. Fucking pee-poo.
See, pee-poo to me is like when you like have such bad diarrhea, it's like pee.
Courtney's like, Oh no, that's when you're going to put some of the things you're really peeing. So it's
pee-poo.
It's like,
can I tell you the word?
It's the facade of pooing when you really.
Can we rename the podcast?
Pee-poo.
Pee-poo.
Facade of pooing, but really.
Now, can I tell you the worst poo?
Pee-poo. Oh.
It's not
pee-poo? No. No.
Is it my version of pee-poo?
Wait, didn't we go through two scenarios?
That was the best ones. Now, here's the worst one. Okay. The single worst poo besides not pooping for 2 weeks in Japan.
Okay.
That was a one-off. That was an outlier, if you
will. What happened next?
The single worst poo. The single worst poo, whether you're in your comfort of your own home, your boyfriend's house, your work. This is the single worst poo.
Single worst poo.
You sit down, you think it's going to be a pee poo, but you're wrong. It either isn't quite fully coming out and you can't push it out, either suck it back up or you have to wait till it comes out, or it's so sticky that you're wiping for like 15 wipes minimum and you have no idea why this poo's taking a good 8 minutes so everyone's going to know you pooed.
Well, and it's also like the poo really only becomes poo when you're wiping it.
Like tar.
It's like baby. You revert back to baby poo.
Yeah, it's like baby poo. Yeah.
But you're there's no mom or dad. You're wiping your own ass, baby poo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I wipe, I'll wipe and I'll wipe and I'll wipe and I'll wipe 100 times. Still poop. Still poop.
Let me check that.
It's like I'm wiping a marker or something.
But why do we do that? Why do we have to, like, it's like everyone poos.
You know what? Should we try it next time? Just being like, I'm going to poo. Is that cool with you?
Yeah.
Why are you asking permission?
Harry knows that I poo.
Yeah, but you've
told the poo story.
Right, but you've been married for how many years?
He kind of remembered.
It's week three. I'm dating someone new, and I'm like, I'm going to poo.
He pretended to.
But why?
He kind of did.
Because I've never done it before.
Yeah, but why would you want to?
So I don't have to fucking drive to Starbucks and poo every time I have to poo.
I think there's a healthy middle ground.
The middle poo ground?
Between pooing into your hand and throwing it out the window.
Anne, can you please share your dating poo technique?
Anne.
Please?
Okay. This is why everyone can't poo in front of each other. Because...
Well, I don't want to poo in front of anyone.
Let me set the stage. You tell me what you would do. This is a game called What Would You Do? What would you poo?
What would you poo?
It's week three of a new relationship. You kind of like this guy.
No, not even.
You've been holding out. Right. You might have sex tonight. You might not. But you know for a fact you can't leave his apartment and you can't poo in front of him. You're in the bathroom. It's prairie dog and it's coming out. What do you do? It's not a pee-poo. What do you do to make sure he doesn't hear anything? There's no evidence at all, Nancy Drew, that you pooed in there.
No splash.
No. What do you do for no splash?
You just gotta go for the classic. You unroll toilet paper.
Okay.
Hold it in your hand.
Uh-huh.
And?
You poo onto the toilet paper.
No.
Guys, I cannot be the only person.
You create a little mitt, you say.
You catch the poo before it makes a splash into the toilet.
You're saying you create a mitt. You're saying you create a mitt to catch the poo.
You create a mitt to catch your poo.
And then gently
cradle it down
into the toilet waters.
I dip it in the great waters of the Nile.
You baptize it.
Do you look at it before you put it gently down?
No, you know when you've caught it. You know when you caught it.
You know when it's there. You know when it's there.
You know when you've got it.
Yeah, you just poo into your hand.
But the stink factor. What about the stink factor?
No, when you're catching poo, the stink goes away.
You just flush it. Right, straight away, and there's no.
You just give it a water burial. To,
there's no stink to
like Osama bin Laden.
Oh fucking holy shit!
Poop Osama bin Laden.
Can I get a
poop?
Yeah, no, you just poop into your
first
hand.
First of all, the way you said that, have you, A, talked about those other people? Because I've never heard that ever in my life as a technique.
Pooping into your hand?
To make it not splash for a guy.
Never heard it.
Never in my life.
Are you trying to tell me that I've pioneered a new technique?
I believe so. Unless we can get some listeners to call in and tell us that they
I do think we need to solicit
some
responses on this because I can't imagine that I pioneered that technique.
You do all these things, but why? We're supposed to be feminists. We don't give a shit about what they think.
Literally.
Right? Come on.
Oh, God, I'm so exhausted.
No, we need to reframe poop.
We need to
take our poop back.
Take the poop back.
Yeah.
We're going to hashtag take the poop back. Yeah. You guys, tell us your worst pooping stories. Let us know about what happens. Hey, we all poop.